You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 4.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy! Hello, everybody, and thank you for once again joining me on Mind, Body, Spirit Marketing Strategies. And I'm your host, Kimberly Maska. Today we have a very special guest, Michelle Martin Dobbins. Michelle Dobbins is an author, spiritual alchemist, and Reiki master who shares true stories of magic, creation, and love in everyday life on her blog, Daily Alchemy. She supports people to transform their lives using love and joy. Her fiction writing has been featured in Women's World magazine and Elfie Dog Fiction. Her ebook, Spiritual Alchemy, is available now on Amazon, and she was voted one of the top law of attraction bloggers for 2013. Welcome, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Fantastic. So your blog, The Personal Alchemy, is really amazing. I've been thumbing through. How did you go down that road? What took you there?
It was kind of a convoluted path. I did not set out to do a spiritual law of attraction blog. I wanted to do fiction writing, and someone said, if you're going to be a writer, you have to have a blog. So I started blogging, and I really hated writing about writing. And so they're like, just write about what your life and what you really like other than writing fiction. And so I started doing that, and it was probably like 3 or 4 name changes and playing with it and stuff until it actually kind of evolved to Daily Alchemy. And so it's been really fun, and people really responded to it once it got to where it is now. But it was just kind of by accident, I guess.
By the law of attraction, right?
Exactly.
Do what you love and it comes to you. So what was the tipping point? Now, you have a huge following on Facebook. I was really impressed. So what's the tipping point that was, it's for fun, and then now it's more of a business sense? What was there a mindset change, or how did you come about that?
Well, I love doing it so much that I started spending more and more time working with it. And I was like, okay, if I'm going to spend this much time, I need to have a product or a service and get something out of it. So my husband's like, hello, you're spending a lot of time doing this. What's the return? And I was like, well, I don't know. I guess better think about that, you know? So I guess that's where a lot of the people in the mind, body, spirit, we start doing what we love doing, and we don't necessarily think about it from a business viewpoint. But eventually, if you're going to spend a big chunk of your time, it's probably a good thing to do. And also, you get to be more of service to other people when you add in that business aspect. Because when I started offering services, which I don't now, but I did for a while, then I was able to help more people and connect with more people. So,
right. That's what we're all here for, right? Pass along our knowledge.
So, and I see you won an award. So you were the LLA blogger for 2013, one of the top bloggers, right? Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so how do you distinguish yourself from other people? What do you think set you apart to receive that award?
Well, as far as the law of attraction field, probably what's a little bit different from my blog is they do incorporate alchemy into it. And for me, alchemy is more of a spiritual practice. And so for me, the law of attraction is a spiritual thing. And some people may just go with the vision boards and saying affirmations. But to me, without that spiritual component there, it just doesn't resonate. If that makes any sense. That does.
So, and when you're saying spiritual, you mean taking it more as into a practice, right? More of who you are.
Right. And for me personally, sometimes I hesitate to say the word God, but I use the word God, but even if it's like your higher self, or like some people use universe or field of potentiality, but that spark of something that's out there that's also in all of us.
Right.
It's something that I like to connect with, and that makes me, I feel like I get more success from law of attraction techniques when I'm more connected. And, you know, if you're not a religious person, I don't really consider myself religious, but more spiritual. But even if that's not your path, just connecting with yourself, other people, the world around you, you can build connections in different ways.
Right. This is a beautiful way to live, too. So since we're talking about law of attraction and how that works, does that work a lot in your business as far as specific how you're marketing and getting yourself out there? Do you rely a lot on the law of attraction, or do you have like a marketing plan to be able to get your message out?
I truly use the methods on my blog to create my business.
Okay.
And I've only been really doing the blog for a little over a year and probably incorporating a business into it for about 6 months. So I'm still in the infancy stage, and I probably will get more of a marketing plan as I go along. But right now, it's like it seems like everything kind of just comes to me. like with the awards that I've won and stuff, someone else will tell me about it.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's like, hey, congrats on winning the award. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you won this award. And then like a week later, I'll get the email. And I'm like, okay, super cool. And someone will say, you know, I'll look at my blog and I'll be like, wow, the numbers are through the roof. I'm getting all these visitors. I wonder what it's about. And then someone will say, hey, I saw you, you know, someone wrote an article about you or stuff. So a lot of times it's not actually even me going out and seeking the publicity. It's kind of...
It finds you. That's wonderful. I love living that way too. It works for me all the time. So who is your ideal client? So you said you have services and now you don't have as many services on the site. Who, if you were going to look for your ideal client who should be reading your blog and using you and your laws of attraction, who would that be?
I think it's someone like me, someone who wants more joy, more meaningfulness, and more magic in their lives. Because I feel like the practices that I do have brought a great amount of joy to me, and also a lot of magic. You know, like I said, a lot of things that just like, oh, here's a present for you from the universe today. And that's the kind of things that I like to experience in my life, and I like to help other people learn how to set themselves up to experience it as well.
Great. Now, let's talk about your Facebook followers. You're at over 15,000 followers, so that seems to be your niche. How did you do that? What strategy did you use to gain those followers?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first started out, I had like zero, as everybody does. And I started like calling up my friends. I don't think Facebook still does that, but to get your own little URL, you had to have 25 likes. Oh. And I'm begging for my, could you please come like my page? And, you know, so I got my little sympathy likes, and then I was like, well, how do I do this? And I remember I linked up with some other authors and were trading mics, and I found out that wasn't really effective because we weren't necessarily each other's target audience. You know, because we all wrote different books and, you know, we were just trying to build up likes, and likes for likes does you no good.
Right.
Unless you're engaging with your audience. And so I did a couple of things, and one of them was I set out to do the same thing that I do with my blog, with my Facebook page, which is to uplift other people, to be of service to other people. So I started posting a lot of stuff that I thought I would like to read or I would like to see in my feed. And the other is I did start advertising. I followed Sandy Krakowski, if you're aware of her.
Yes.
I started taking some classes from her, and I liked what she said, which was basically, you need to connect with other people and be of service to other people first, and then they're going to want to buy what you have. You know, if it's something that fits a need that they have. You know, don't sell to people all the time, because, you know, sometimes we see people who have a Facebook page that just post their book on there every day. Or on Twitter feed. Like, there's this one guy on my Twitter feed, and he cracks me up because no matter what time of day I pop open my Twitter feed, he's there with his ad. Every single hour. And I'm wondering, like, you know, and one day I just had to look, and it's like, he's got 300 followers or something. You're thinking, like, people are probably leaving in droves because they're tired of seeing his ad. So I think that, like, for social media, like, Twitter and Facebook are my main ones. And, you know, I do a little bit with the others. But I seek to be of service to other people. And when I was doing services, I advertised those, or, you know, I posted about them, but I posted about them like one in every 10 posts.
Okay.
And I usually post 10 to 12 times a day. And, you know, that sounds like crazy lots, but I do schedule a lot of them. And then sometimes if something just pops up, you know, I share it on the spur of the moment. But most of them, I get up in the morning, I meditate, and I crank up in my computer, or I'll do it on my phone, and we'll schedule my posts for the day. And usually once I've meditated, there's something that's on my mind that I feel like is good to share with other people. And so a lot of my posts for the day will have a common theme. But then I also share a lot of other people's blog posts or things that are on the same kind of topic too.
Right.
So, I started out with a really small budget on advertising. I started out with $3 a day. And then now all I do is $10 a day. And I guess
that's, you know, still fantastic. I mean, that's not that much when you, in the bigger scheme of things, that's for that number of, to gain that number of followers, it definitely shows you're doing something right. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And I try to look at that. Like I've looked at different people's, and you know, the follower number is good, but then the people who are engaged with you is something that you want to focus on too, because you can get ads and do a whole bunch of likes, but if nobody actually engages on your page, I'm sure you're probably aware Facebook has changed a lot of their analytics, and if people don't engage, yeah, then nobody sees what you post.
Wasn't that engagement's the new SEO, right? That's the new... Right. The new word.
Right. And if people are engaging with you, it means that you're being of service to them somehow. You're giving them something of value, because if they're going to like or comment on your post, it's something that somehow touched their interest.
Right.
It's kind of showing you that you're on the right track.
It's being authentic. And,
right.
And you had a really good point there that I think I want to kind of hone in on for my listeners, is that you can have a big list, but a big list doesn't do you any good if it's not the right list. And people seem to forget that. They're like, oh, I have, you know, 20,000 followers on Facebook. But you're right. If they're not engaging and it's not the right people, you won't have conversions into what your product is if it's the wrong people. So that's a really good point for people to remember.
Yeah, I know when if I take out an ad for Facebook likes, you definitely want to target specific audiences and think about people whose message is similar to yours, and, you know, or products or websites or magazines that your target audience reads. and, you know, target those areas in your ads. You know, like you can do people who read yoga magazines, or, you know, there's so many different ways that you can go in there and play with and start typing in things, and, you know, or people who follow certain people and you know that your message is similar, then that's a great place to start if you're looking at doing some of that advertising.
Facebook is very powerful, and it's been really brilliant how they've given us the ability, if we have the desire and go down the right path, that we have so much control over where our stuff goes, and that's great.
Yeah, it is, but I do... I've read so many places, and I try to keep that in my brain too, which is don't just rely on Facebook, because if something happens to Facebook, yes, then you've lost contact. So I'm sure you teach everybody to build their own list.
Yes.
But almost everybody that comes to my blog comes through Facebook. Like, I think 60% of the traffic comes through Facebook.
But that's
then once
huge.
They're there, you know, you've got to have that opt-in to capture their information so that you get to talk to them outside of Facebook.
Right. That's another beautiful point to hone in on, is just that Facebook list does not belong to you until you get them to come to your site and join your family. So it's the opt-ins. So how are you turning? So that's a really great percentage then. So you got 60% of your leads come from Facebook, which is wonderful. And then how are you turning them into customers?
Well, the opt-in is, you know, a way that I kind of develop a relationship with the people who come to my blog. And also, I have a free resources section. So I give away a free ebook that they don't have to even opt in to get, and free audios. So, you know, I like to try to find ways to be of service to people. And I think as I'm growing, I'll probably learn from people like you a little bit more about my marketing and where it comes, you know, how everything ties together. Because I don't always, I mean, I know where most of my traffic is coming from, but because my book sales are a big thing for me right now, and they're on Amazon, I don't necessarily know
right
how they got there, but I do know that since I've had that, since my book came out a month ago, my opt-ins went from, like, I was probably getting between 2 and 4 a day, and now I'm getting between, like, 6 and 8 a day.
Wow.
So I can only assume that is somehow driving that traffic, even though most of my traffic still comes from Facebook, but somehow the book and Amazon are leading people.
So tell us a little bit about the book so that we know in your process that you created. And then I have a little tidbit that I think that'll help you and my listeners on your book. But tell me a little bit how you got there and created the book and went through the process, and if you self-published or what your process was.
Well, my process, I actually worked with Difference Press, and they're a small publishing company, and they work mostly with bloggers and coaches and people who have mind, body, spirit type businesses. And so, you know, part of their plan is to help drive people back to your website from your book. And basically, I really enjoyed actually working with them, because I have lots of half-written books or fully written books that aren't edited, and lots of little things that didn't get to completion. But when I worked with them on this book, they did all the hard parts. Edited it for me. They did the cover. They put it on Amazon. So if you're someone like me, I mean, if you're someone who really likes to play with that kind of stuff and has the time to, then it's great. But if you're someone like me who doesn't get it done because they're trying to do it themselves and they don't have time, you know, working with a publisher like that, I think it's for me, it was a great experience because I got to do the part that I liked, which was the writing, and I didn't have to do any of the other parts.
and I think that's so key. People forget, especially one thing that I think as mind, body, spirit, we forget that we are entrepreneurs as well. Because we think entrepreneur, we think these crazy business people, but we're still entrepreneurs. We just happen to be doing it in a way that we can service other people and love what we do, which is fantastic. But we can't do it all ourselves, nor should we. And that's a nice reminder is bring in the professionals when you need it, and your life will be so much easier, and you'll be doing your unique ability, which is serving people versus trying to edit something or run your own ads or whatever it might be.
Yes, that's something I've even put a post on my blog about, is, you know, if you want to increase your own abundance, hire someone. You know, I don't care what you hire them to do, find something that you don't like to do and hire someone else, because you're blessing yourself and you're blessing them.
A little book tidbit that I'm sure your publisher did, and if not, here's a new little idea. But when people are publishing books, and so many people have these beautiful ideas, I think need to be put out there for the world to see. But You mentioned driving traffic back to your site. So one really great trick to do is you put in opt-ins inside your book. So when you finish a chapter, you might have some extra video or extra documentation that they can opt in either via text or email and opt back into your site and get free stuff. And that's a fantastic way to do it. I'm sure that's what they're doing on your book.
Yes, they are. But I tell you what, if I hadn't went through a publisher, I would have not known to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely, if you're looking at building your business and you want to get serious about it, you know, obviously you don't want to spend a whole lot of money that you don't have, but in little ways, find other people to help you, because of that opt-in that we put in my book, I'm sure that's where a lot of that traffic is coming from, back to my blog.
Right.
And I've not known to do that.
Yeah.
You know, just wouldn't have occurred to me. So, you know, sometimes you spend a little out to get that extra help and you get so much more back.
Looking back on your journey, what would you have done differently? Like, what do you know now that you're like, oh, I wish I'd known that then and made that change in the beginning?
Well, I think the main thing would just be, you know, when I started out with social media, especially with Facebook, when I was like trying to get, you know, share likes and do this, and I didn't want to spend any money, but I found out that the things that I got for free were not helpful to me, and it was worth it, even when I just started out with that $3 a day budget. I mean, if you have not a lot to spend, you can start out really small and focus on people who want your message instead of like begging people to come that aren't interested in your message. And I think that for me, that, you know, and I've joined some networking groups and things, but I found that I love connecting with other people, but that wasn't where I needed to go for customers. That's where I needed to go for colleagues and friends.
Right.
and other people on the path. And yes, you can help and support each other. But if that's the only place you're looking to advertise or market yourself, you're kind of marketing to the wrong people. Unless you're from someone who provides services to other businesses, you definitely want to focus on people who need what you have to offer.
Right. So where do you see yourself going from here, and how are you going to build out your platform?
Well, I guess I'm planning on doing a lot of the same things that I'm doing now as far as social media goes. And I definitely try to stay on top of that and follow people like you and, I follow Sandy Krakowski and a couple of other different social media people because I know that things change.
Yes.
You know, that's like I have Google Plus, but I don't do a lot with it. But I know a lot more people are doing more with it. But so you definitely want to stay on top of that. But I just always do all of my social media with go in and try to be uplifting and try to give people things of value that are going to make them smile or make their day better first, and then share your message second.
Beautiful.
And yeah, that's, I also have, several more books that I plan on working on and things like that. So I'm just kind of step by step, taking it day by day. And I would say to anybody that wants to start a business like this, you know, I homeschool four kids. I work at, I do like my husband's payroll, billing, whatever. So I probably spend 15 to 20 hours a week on my daily alchemy business. So, you know, you don't have to give up your job and everything else in your life first to do it. You know, you can start where you are and do a little bit and a little bit and a little bit.
It's just taking that first step to towards your passion, right? And then it starts to go in the right direction.
Yeah, and you don't have to know where that is either, because I did not. Like I said, I started a blog because someone said, you're a writer and you need a blog. So I did it, and then I was like, well, this isn't quite working out, so what? How can I make it better? And, you know, so then I did that, and then I was like, okay, I'm spending a lot of time. Maybe I should do some services, and I did that, and I was like, okay, services are taking all my time. I don't have time to write a book or do anything else, so let's turn that off and do that for a while. You know, I mean, you just kind of feel your way through it and take, like you said, take that first step. And then it seems like once you take that action, the next action becomes apparent. But until you take the first step, you don't always know what the next one is.
That is so true. That's great advice. So, and final step here, if my listeners wanted to know where to reach you and read thedailyalchemy.com, which I guess I just gave it away. How would they find you?
Yeah, the best and easiest way to find me is just to go to www.dailyalchemy.com. And from there, if you want to connect with me anywhere else, there are all the links on there. There's your Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and everything. And there's also, I have a free How to Raise Your Vibration in 5 Minutes e-kit there. And I also have another free ebook and some free audios that you can get without even having to opt in or anything.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been such a pleasure having you, and all of your information, especially with Facebook, that was really valuable.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to share it with you and anybody that's listening.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.